Bizjet manufacturers will make a comeback, but levels we saw in 2008 are a long way off. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Brian Foley, whose company, Brian Foley Associates, is a consulting practice used by the investment community to provide market due diligence on business aviation companies and sectors. And Brian has been kind of a go-to guy for a lot of the media lately in terms of getting comments on trends in business aircraft manufacturing. We wanted to talk to Brian today because of a recent comment he made in a Reuters article dated July 2nd regarding the next 10 years of business aviation manufacturing. Brian, thanks for taking some time out to join us today.
Hi, Paul. My pleasure.
First, let me set up a little background, Brian. When we last spoke back in May, you had commented that the worst of the cataclysmic economic events are behind us, but the perturbations will continue rippling through the industry for a while. I don't know whether you've clarified it or maybe turned back just a little bit and you can explain that, but in the Reuters article, Reuters commented that the sector could be poised for big drops in demand as corporations cut back discretionary spending, dried up credit makes purchases by smaller companies and individuals more difficult, and attacks from politicians who have portrayed business jets as extravagant and frivolous also have hurt. And your comment in the article was that you don't see the number of deliveries even hitting 2008's level in the next 10 years. So I guess that doesn't preclude a recovery of very nice proportions because 2008 was pretty spectacular. But let's start by talking about those 2008 levels to which you referred.
Sure. We consider the deliveries in 2008 to really be the result of a perfect storm, just a confluence of factors that came together to promote business aviation jet sales. Every measure of market driver that you can think of was just at spectacular levels. The stock markets were going crazy, which makes crazy up at the time, which makes corporations and individuals feel good about buying business aircraft. The GDPs world round were doing very well. Generally, a 3% GDP or greater is good for business jet sales. And there's parts of the world with double-digit GDPs. In addition, other factors that helped was the low dollar. You know, business jets are priced in dollars. And for a foreign individual or company looking at a business jet, they could basically get a 40% discount by buying a new business jet by using their local currencies. So I think what we have to ask ourselves is, in the next 10 years, do we believe that the stock markets will again be topping out to record levels? Do we believe corporate profits will be at all-time highs again? Do we think the dollar will again be weak forever? It's just those kind of factors that all have to come together again in a very unlikely scenario to drive jet sales to where they were previous to 2008.
All right, you've talked about the consumers, but let me take a step back up the chain and talk about manufacturers. Cessna has now laid off about half its workforce since November. We've heard of cutbacks at Embraer and other places, and in some cases, historical precedents for companies that have not, in the past had to take that step in reducing their workforces. Was there a sense among manufacturers that this was sustainable? Was there that false hope? And did they bulk up and make plans as if 2008 was the new norm?
I have a sense that they didn't really see what was coming. I mean, we all know that it's a cyclical industry. We all knew that there'd be a little bump in the road in the 2009-2010 time frame. But I don't think anybody really expected the kind of change that we saw with the stock market bottoms just falling out, with the kind of consumer caution that you see of trying to conserve cash. And those things just all came together in a negative perfect storm. It was the worst kind of storm, and basically turned all those nice market drivers around so that they were inverse. They were as worse as possible. And as a result, there were no more new sales or very few. And even those companies that had purchased already were canceling orders in great numbers. So sure, when you have a lack of demand, when you have production higher than the market can absorb, a manufacturer has to take some pretty drastic steps, and unfortunately, to control their costs, the human factor is one of them, and that's why we've seen the layoffs and the numbers that we have.
Talking today with Brian Foley of Brian Foley Associates, and we'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin Wass GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here with Brian Foley of Brian Foley Associates, talking about how business jet manufacturers could face a pretty long road back to profitability in this, what we hope will be a recovery that starts soon. And Brian, we've talked about some of the factors that led to the overestimates of how long this could continue and some of the cutbacks at the manufacturers. But let's talk now about going forward. There's a couple of things that have to happen for this industry to recover. One, obviously, is for demand to rise. But it's been your contention all along that we'd have to see inventories of used business aircraft on the market get pared away before we could start to see a real resurgence in the manufacturers. And let me ask you if you still think that we're somewhere near the top of that excess inventory or whether that's going to keep growing.
Yes. No, back in the winter, we predicted and put out a press release saying that we expected the top of the used aircraft business jet inventory to occur mid-year this year. And in fact, that was spot on in June. And apparently the inventory rolled back a little bit, maybe a couple percent less. It's not, you know, dropping rapidly, but at least it stopped growing, which is a big deal. So until there's new sales, absolutely, that pristine used inventory has to be sold and dried up a little bit. But there's even two more factors that are complicating new aircraft sales. One is some customers who purchased an airplane, say, a year ago and have it coming for delivery very soon are trying to sell that delivery position to the open market. So here is a brand new airplane, 0 hours, zero landings, coming on the market that competes directly with new sales. The customer can discount it, you know, 15, 20% if they like, just to move the thing. And if that's not enough, there's a third source of aircraft that a potential purchaser could go to, and that's called whitetails. And manufacturers don't like to talk about this, but these are the airplanes that they have built already. They're completed, and they don't have an owner yet. They're just parked out on the ramp somewhere. And these are piling up at manufacturers also at the expense of incredible carrying costs to the manufacturer to maintain these and pay the holding costs to keep them around. So until these whitetails go away, until these delivery positions get bought up, and until these late model used airplanes get sold, there's going to be very few new airplane sales from the manufacturers. And if there are new airplane sales, they'll be at discounted prices, which reduces the margins to OEMs, which make life even more difficult for them.
Now, in the Reuters article, Brian, one of your colleagues expected that the manufacturers serving the low end of the market, meaning the smaller jets and the ones that are also used for personal use or serve small and mid-sized companies, would feel the hardest hit. And I note that a lot of the big news we've heard over the past 4 to 5 years in this segment has been from the development of new small jets. What do you expect the effect to be there, and do you agree with that assessment?
Yes, there's some truth to that. Generally, in a downturn, it's the small airplane and the medium-sized cabin airplanes that get hit the hardest. two reasons. One, there's just more of them on the used market in general because they've been built for a longer period of time than the big cabin guys. And usually the people or companies who buy a small or medium-sized jet don't have the financial wherewithal to survive a downturn like the folks that buy big jets. But this downturn is a little bit different. Because of the help from Capitol Hill and the jet bashing, now the pain is being served on the high end of the market, too. So the big cabin guys are feeling it just as, I wouldn't say quite as much as the medium and small guys, but certainly more than they have in the past during a downturn. The small end is generally a crowded area to begin with, and new product coming in there will have, you know, some more market forces to deal with just by the simple arithmetic of supply and demand. There's, you know, quite a few small and mid-sized selections out there.
All right, let's, I have to ask you this before we leave because we don't want our listeners on a window ledge. Are there any bright spots ahead that you see, or can you give us any things to look for that will be harbingers of a recovery?
Yeah, I think things are moving in the right direction. We don't see the stock worldwide stock markets decreasing anymore. We see some level of stabilization there, and markets have moved up from their lows, which is a plus because it makes buyers feel more comfortable with their financial purchase decision. We see the dollar, the value of the dollar, not shooting upward anymore. It's definitely higher than it was a year ago, but it's not in the stratosphere yet. We see the used aircraft inventory that's peaked, and it'll take a while to come down, but that's certainly a plus for the market. So there are a couple of bright spots out there from here and there.
Well, Brian, we'll check back with you periodically because it's going to be fascinating to track this thing as it comes back up, and I guess the worst news is probably behind us at this point, and it'll be an interesting academic exercise to watch this move forward.
Yeah, it'll be one of the more interesting times to watch this market.
Well, thank you much for your time today.
Take care, Paul.
My guest has been Brian Foley of Brian Foley Associates. You can find out more information about the company at www.brifo.com. And you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.